AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And that is the sound of the children of the Ukrainian Suzuki Association under the direction of Natalia Koptinkova, who, in the backdrop of that war in the capital Kyiv, has managed to keep her academy running. Chloe Kraft is a reporter with Hot Press, just returned from Ukraine and visited the home of the Ukrainian Suzuki Association, and she's with me now in studio. Chloe, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Lovely to meet you.
So what brought you over to Ukraine? I mean, this is what you brought back, but did you know how the arts were surviving in the war?
I didn't. I wasn't aware. My background is in politics. So when I went and I had the opportunity to speak to such talented and accomplished artists, I was shocked by the amount of flourishing, continuing art and art education that is happening despite this ongoing war.
So you talked to Natalia herself, did you?
I did. She was actually kind enough to allow me to sit in on her lesson. The students were anywhere from aged 3 to age 14. And I spoke to them too. They practiced their English with me. It was lovely.
Okay. When you were over there, obviously the bombardment continues all the time, or the danger of bombardment. And sometimes the missiles and the drones get through. But in order to keep everyone safe, they're in the metro at night.
Yes. So I actually arrived in the midst of this bombardment of Kyiv, and I spoke to Natalia after a large bombardment in which I believe 12 people were injured, 2 died in Kyiv. And despite this, I watched the kids sleeping in the metro, and yet they still showed up to this lesson.
Music helps children to see and feel the world in another way, like with images, with sounds, with notes. And of course, when they're playing, they forget about what is going on around. And especially today we had an awful night and lots of bombing, and I thought that nobody would come, but I was impressed that there were 5 children with their parents, and children were about 3-4 years, but they came and they started at 9:30.
So the kids kept turning up. I suppose when you're in that kind of situation, music is a respite from maybe the terror of normal life?
It is. And also what's special about the Suzuki method is it's not just teaching the children, it's teaching the parents to be involved in their children's lives. So as she told me, it's an opportunity for not only the children, but the parents to have some respite in the midst of all these drones and bombs.
Now, how did you find daily life in Kyiv when you were there? You're coming as a reporter, obviously, but you observe everything that's going on. I mean, the cafes open, you know, what's happening? Is the power on and off?
You know, I've spent a lot of time in London, and I'd say walking around Kyiv, I forgot at times that I wasn't walking around London. Everything is just, it's a bustling city, it's a bustling European city, but you never know when the sirens are going to start. Frequently, the sirens would begin and suddenly the power cuts and we're all underground in the metro. There are a lot of shops and things in the metro, but it's very eerie as someone who's not used to it.
Now, Natalia, with whom you were speaking, she has a particular interest in the deal that's being forged by Putin and Trump, because it might involve the selling out of where she comes from.
Yes. So she comes from the Donbass, the Donetsk and Luhansk areas, which is, one has to remember, this war did not start in 2021, 2022. Russia has been occupying the Donbass since 2014, which she discussed with me, because this deal would involve the Kyiv relinquishing the Donbass.
Okay, well, let's have a listen to what you had to say about that.
I came from Severodonetsk, Luhansk Oblast in 2009. And when I was working at a local music school here, I started to investigate this Suzuki method. I was extremely impressed with this method, this approach, and I was the first teacher who brought this method to Ukraine. 2017, I found this building, and we started firstly with 10 students, and now we have more than 100 students. Suzuki method is not only about technical moments, how to play the violin and how to use your fingers and how to play, but it's also about emotional support. It's not only about the student and the teacher, but also support from parents. And also this was extremely important at the first year of war, because we were close to each other and we were kind of emotional support to each other. And Suzuki method helped to create a community and united people who love music, but it's not only about music, it's more than music just, yeah, that unites our community. And I want to highlight that nobody has quit playing the violin. And also the reason maybe for that, because the music is a kind of bridge, the life before the war is the life during the war.
Okay, so that's Natalia's literally soldiering on, if you'll pardon the pun, in spite of the ongoing bombardment. Generally speaking, Chloe, what did you find about the feeling among the people themselves? I mean, is it utterly pessimistic? Is it optimistic? Is it hopeful? What's the story?
Well, I've spoken to anyone from music teachers to these young students to NGO leaders to soldiers, and they all had the same response when they heard about this deal, which is a heavy sigh. It's the Ukrainians, they want peace, and they have a degree of hope in that they believe that there is a peace out there, but they need a just peace. And right now, it doesn't seem like the West is giving them that. They know that they have the ability to make this war end, but they need a just peace.
And what do they feel about the forfeiture of property, of land to the Russians?
I think we, as anyone, should know that it is unfair. It is not just for them to give up this land that rightfully belongs to them. And they kept telling me this over and over again, that it is their land and it is their people. And to give this up is not peace. To give this up is to give up their livelihoods and their children's livelihoods.
All right, well, to round off your visit, the children of the Ukrainian Suzuki Association, again under the direction of Natalia, played a Christmas classic, Carol of the Bells. It may not be the prettiest of music, but bear in mind that the youngest child playing there was 4 and the oldest child probably just 9, and they're playing underground in the metro trying to learn their music. It's a great story. Chloe Kraft, thank you very much for joining us. Chloe works as a reporter for Hot Press.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.